This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
It's Vectis Radio here. It's James, Judy and Chip on a wonderfully hot afternoon here on the Isle of Wight. Welcome indeed to the Hospice Show. We've got a great action-packed show lined up because there have been some amazing things going on at the hospice. And earlier this week, amazingly, Alan Titchmarsh came to the hospice because there was a garden opening. And not just any old garden, it was the garden that won this prize, wasn't it, Chip, at the Chelsea Flower Show a year ago.
It was a really good garden.
It's an amazing garden, isn't it? And it's one that's been put in there thanks to Greenfingers, which is a charity which sort of helps put gardens for children in hospices. The lovely thing about this garden is it's not just for children. It's a very beautiful garden.
It's for all ages.
It is. And it's at the John Cheverton Centre. And we're very lucky to have Marion Tasker from the hospice with us. Welcome. And also Gary Barton as well. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a wonderful party on Monday, Gary. And you actually provided all of those lovely canopies that were handed round. That must have been a task. It was a really hot day. Were you sweltering away in the kitchen?
It was very, very hot, yeah. I think we've done about 1,250 canapes.
1,250 canapes?
That's a lot.
We ate most of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I ate the chocolates. the little chocolate things.
Yeah. That's where they all went then.
That's where all the chocolate went.
Gary, we're going to come back and talk to you about the marvellous work you do in the kitchen at the John Cheverton Centre at the hospice, because, of course, the hospice... You know, but some people don't think you can go in there, you know, unless you're, you know, really, really seriously ill. But the John Cheverton Centre is this marvellous place for the whole community, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole community, family, friends, literally anyone.
And you do an absolutely amazing job in the cafe there. Well, it's more of a restaurant, really. We're going to come back and talk to you about that. But can I just, before we do that, this is very exciting news because Chip, our very own Chip here from Vectis Radio, managed to do two things on Monday at that special event. Yeah. Firstly, you appeared on South Today.
Yeah, I appeared on South Today. I mean, I was surprised I made it on the TV.
Yeah, we were as well because Judy and I were trying to throw ourselves in front of the cameras, Chip. But to no avail. I think I managed to get my elbow in one camera. And then Judith actually was lucky enough to hold Alan Titchmarsh's glass. He felt that he had enough to drink, and he gave it. He gave his glass to Judith to hold. So, I mean, we felt very honoured. But you got on South Today.
The main slot.
And yeah, I know the main slot.
The main slot on South Today.
And secondly, you managed to interview Alan Titchmarsh. So what we're going to do... is just listen to quickly what happened in the Alan Titchmarsh interview, and then we have got one of Gary's favourite tracks, which is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Dancing in the Street, and then we'll be straight back to talk about that garden, talk about the wonderful food at the hospice. So good luck. I hadn't heard this yet, Chip.
It's amazing.
If you do say so yourself, here we go.
Hi, it's me, Chip, here, and I'm with the brilliant Alan Titchmarsh. How you doing, mate?
I'm even better now, Chip, having been called brilliant. Lovely to see you in this fabulous garden. Isn't it good?
Oh, yeah, it's a lovely garden. What did you think about opening it?
I was delighted to be able to do it. I saw the garden when it was at Chelsea back in 2015. I know Matthew Wilson, the designer, well, so to come here and see it made by people that I've, you know, been, you know, lucky enough to use in my own garden on the island, Carr Gardens and Craig Ratcliffe and co. So to see their work here is tremendous. They're a great bunch, and the team that's put this whole thing together, and the involvement of Hilliers and Fothergills and people like that, it's a great coming together on behalf of Greenfingers, the charity that does these wonderful hot gardens for hospices, particularly children's hospices. Everybody's come together and worked here to have one on the island. We're very lucky.
Oh yes, I do gardening myself at Court Abbey. Would you be able to come down to Court Abbey and come and see the garden down there? that I work on.
I'd be very happy to. I was there last year, so I've been. I admired Core Abbey Gardens, and they do very good teas and very good cakes at Core, so I shall enjoy that again.
Oh, yeah, we can have a coffee. Now, my dad's a big fan of you, and he would love to meet you. Could you come up to my house and meet him?
We're now getting this list, aren't we, Chip, really? I'll have to let him, I'll add him to the list, right? When I've done Core Abbey, I'll do him as well, and I'll sort everybody else out as well. I'm going to have to lift to be about 148 to get round everybody. It would be lovely to meet him, and it's lovely to see you.
Okay, thank you.
All the very
mate.
Best, Chip. Cheers up.
Bye.
Thank you.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And Gary, I think you actually went to see them last year in Shanklin, didn't you?
I did, yes. Good show.
Was it a good show?
Good show, yeah. Yeah.
No, Martha Reeves must be getting on a little bit. Was she sort of wheeled on, or was she...
I would say carried. wheeled on is just a little bit nice.
Oh. Well, listen, let's just talk about Monday. You were doing the canopies. You said it was a huge effort to do that. But did you actually manage to get out into the garden yourself and enjoy yourself?
No, not a lot of time. When we do functions for that many people, it actually is the time and how can I put it? And the timing of getting the food out.
Yeah, because you're
was very, very hot.
Yeah, oh, it was absolutely sweltering. I was a bit worried about some of the patients, actually, because they'd put a tent up, and it was really lovely that some of the patients, you know, even if they were in hospital beds, were able to be, you know, come out into the garden and see what was going on. But it was about 90 degrees in the in the sun, wasn't it?
I would have imagined that the nursing team would have had things in place in case they could remove them quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, they were very good at sort of cooling them down. But it was wonderful that, you know, so many people could be there. Could I just ask, you know, do you and the rest of the staff have a chance to actually enjoy those gardens yourself?
Yes, we do. We can go there any time a lot. We're not limited. I start between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning. Obviously, we have days that are more busy than others. I wouldn't say we have a very, very quiet day at hospice in the JCC, wherever it may be food-wise.
Yeah.
But we do have that time. Yeah, we can walk around. We can do... You've given quite a free hand at the hospice, actually.
Yeah.
As long as your work's done, then they're fine with where you go and what you do.
Could you just explain what happens at the John Cheverton Centre to people at home who don't know anything about it? Because it's part of the wider hospice building, but it's, you know, far... You know, it's the one place that's completely open to the public, isn't it?
Yeah. Myself, I look upon the JCC as a wide, large, open space, a very light space.
Yeah, it is. That
grabs hold of you when you walk in.
Yeah.
It is just so, so warming.
Yeah.
Staff, volunteers, it just comes alive.
So you have got a restaurant there, haven't you?
Yes,
which is open.
Yes.
What times of day?
9 in the morning till 4.
Yeah, and so you can get your lunch in there, you can get your breakfast in there. Anyone can just come straight off the street, walk in there, and, you know, just sit down get Wi-Fi, and, you know, just mix with patients and everybody else there.
Friends, meet families there. We are now actually starting to do parties, anniversaries. Anything you want, you know.
And actually, I know it, you know, it does sound so strange that there is this space in a hospice, but it is one of the nicest spaces on the island. I mean, we all said that when we were there on Monday. You go in there, everyone's sort of very warm and friendly. But not only that, you know, it's clean, it's airy, it's got delightful gardens. You know, it's really sort of uplifting place to come to. And Judith and I have been to a number of concerts there, because you have those concerts on a Thursday evening as well. And they're just magnificent. So, no, I'm pleased it's all going so well. Let's listen to another of your tracks. This is Temptations and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And just before we do that, I'd just like to say thank you to Green Fingers and Royal Bank of Canada again for putting that garden into the John Cheverton Centre. It really does make a difference, because I think it was just a patch of grass, wasn't it?
It was,
beforehand.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to describe the garden to people at home, it's full of beautiful summer flowers, lots of blues, lots of whites. There is a water feature in the middle of it, and also very lots and lots of curves, and particularly this extraordinary sculpted river that goes through it, that's made out of stone. And you can walk amongst it along these curved paths. Do go if you're at home and you've never actually been to the hospice. A lot of people, you know, we met there, haven't been to the hospice for years, so it should be a real draw.
Yeah, a lot of people don't actually understand what we actually do up there, what we've actually got.
Yeah, exactly.
The amount of people that spoke to me and said they didn't realise we had a cafe.
I know.
And we, you know, the food we served, they didn't realise we would serve that sort of food there.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic. Okay, we're going to come back to you shortly, but let's listen to Temptations. Papa was a Rolling Stone. We'll have a few ads, and then we're back after one of Chip's favourite records.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666, or add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
That was LZ7. And Fire, one of Chip's tracks. And welcome to the Hospice Show. If you haven't already been with us, we're here with Gary Barton, who is the head chef and is doing wonderful things at the Hospice. Gary, we're just talking about, it's funny, where you sort of trained and where you learnt the skills in London, and the prospect of Whitby popped up as one of the places where you'd worked, which is a wonderful restaurant on the Thames in London. And funnily enough, you were there pretty much the same time that Judith and I used to live around the corner.
Yeah, wonderful place. Upstairs, I had a 36 seated a la carte restaurant.
Yeah.
And downstairs, as you know, it was full of coaches, full of holiday makers.
Yeah.
I can remember doing some days 36 coaches a day.
No, it's amazing.
36 coaches.
Wow. Well, it's great training for what you're doing at the moment.
Amazing.
Because you do an incredible job at the hospice, because you're not just cooking at the John Cheverton Centre for sort of people coming in and out. You are in charge of all of the food for everybody in the hospice, aren't you?
Yeah. Patients, families, friends. We also serve the JCC.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to get into a little bit more of outside catering. You know, we do the...
There's this Barton Manor thing coming up,
isn't Barton Manor, yeah, exactly. Sunday on 24th.
Well, let me just ask you, there are three specific things I want to ask you about. One is, you said to me earlier that when patients come into the hospice, you know, in their final days, some of them, you don't give them a menu, you just effectively ask them what they'd like to eat and go through a programme with them, do you?
Yeah, what actually happens is, obviously, on the ward, we actually have a main choice of the day.
Yeah.
We don't offer that main choice of the day straight away. I would expect my staff to go in and say to a patient, and perhaps to a family, what would you like today?
Yeah.
Hoping the patient would actually come back and we can give them what they actually want.
Yes.
Not what we are going to give them.
Yeah.
I think choice has a lot to do to it.
Yeah.
A lot to do with it. And I do actually think... food means so much.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you imagine laid in that bed, you're very, very poorly.
Yeah.
And somebody comes into you and says, would you like a cottage pie?
Yeah.
You'd want to...
No, I know.
It's a no.
Well, it's funny, because in my dad's last days, you know, what he really loved was Pimm's.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's sweet, it gives you happy memories, easy to get down, and, you know, it is really important.
And in that sense of food, you can actually go to the nursing team. The nursing team would actually tell you, you know, what would you like?
Yeah.
It's not just within my team, it's within the whole team of the hospice.
Well, that's
they
wonderful.
Would actually say, have what you want. If we haven't got it, we'll go and get it for you.
And Judith, yes.
Well, it just really makes you feel that you're at home, although you're a patient in this hospice, but you're in a very homely environment anyway, and being given a choice of food is so much part of that, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, and having food when you want it.
Yes.
I think also the thing about food is that, you know, you like to share it with family and friends.
Yes.
And you give patients that opportunity, don't you? Because you're not just providing food for the patients, you're providing food for their family and friends.
Yeah, we actually we've got a breakfast menu from 7:30 till 10:30, and that anyone can have within the hospice. That's friends, family, that's anything from light croissants up to a full English breakfast. anything on toast,
yeah,
fresh fruit salad. And then at 10:30 we start with which we call a light, I put a light bites menu together.
Yeah.
Which is, I think it starts at £3.50. You can mm-hmm. have scampion chips, sausage, egg, chips and beans,
yeah,
homemade soup. And we run that till 7:30 at night.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, if you're visiting someone in the hospice, you know, you don't need to worry about running out for a sandwich or, no, or anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I think it's marvellous. And also, you know, it's little things like that. I mean, car parking is free. I know that sounds ridiculous, but, you know, if you're at a hospital, you're always worried about, you know, car parking, you know, finding something to eat and all of those kind of things. And at the hospice, you know, you seem to be doing so much, not just for the patients, but for the relatives to make their life easier.
Yeah, it's, you know, you do get people called in like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
On a regular basis, you know, and these people, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, that have been in there all night.
Yeah.
Yes. Need food.
Well, it's an absolutely...
It's so important.
Yes, it is, and also to have, be able to eat something homemade, because all your food is homemade.
Yes,
it
is, yes.
And something nourishing and healthy, because I know when I've been visiting loved ones in hospitals, you just end up sort of grabbing a grotty sandwich from a vending machine,
exactly,
don't you?
Yes.
But you don't want.
Absolutely.
No, you're obviously doing a wonderful job at the hospice, but you're going beyond the hospice, aren't you? Because at Barton Manor this weekend... I think there's going to be an opening of the manor for a couple of days to raise funds for the Old Man Batten Hospice.
Yeah, it's actually on Sunday, James.
Oh, is it Sunday?
Yes, one day on Sunday, the 24th of July. It's an open garden day over at Barton from 10 until 4 o'clock. And Gary, you and your team are taking your lovely catering over there. You're having a sunflower cafe there, yeah, really, aren't you?
Me and my volunteers.
That's
actually
nice.
Run by volunteers as well. The volunteers love it at Barton Manor.
Yeah.
We call it a day out.
It's a beautiful place, isn't it?
We just actually moved the Sunflower Cafe to Barton for the day.
Well, you know, Queen Victoria used to put her naughty relatives and the ones she didn't like over at Barton, didn't she?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be like that, because they're going to get some tip-top catering there on Sunday.
Hopefully.
You know, Gary's already made 30 cakes.
Yeah?
30 cakes already made at the ready. And there'll be everything that you can get on the Sunflower Cafe menu will be available at Barton Manor, apart from the hot dishes.
Well,
fantastic.
It sounds brilliant. Mm-hmm. Gary, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
After the ads, we're going to be back with Marion Tosca and Chip again, talking about some of the work that he's doing with patients at the hospice. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Gary.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.
VectisRadio.com.
For the people, by the people.
That was Mumford & Sons, and proof why nobody should be allowed within 10 metres of a ukulele. Oh, hang on, who's buzzing? Who's buzzing? Have we got the phones off, everyone? It's the hospice show. We've got Marion Tosca here, together with Chip and Judith. Marion, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been sitting very quietly at the back of the studio, so well done for managing to keep so quiet while we were just chatting there with Gary. Now, you have got some news about something quite serious, actually, coming up, which is a Children's Bereavement Day on the 6th of August. What's all that about?
OK, we're just about to launch our Children's Bereavement Service at Elmont Batten. And we have a day on the 6th of August that I just wanted to briefly mention today.
Yeah.
And it's for children that have had a bereavement, so children that may have lost a parent or a sibling. And this might be through somebody that's died of an illness or a sudden death. The day is open to all children between the ages of 3 and 13. We will be doing another evening for young adults or young people. But we just want to, I just wanted to talk very briefly today about it and invite anyone. People can be referred through their GP or through a school, although the schools are now broken up for the summer, or self-referred. So if there are any children out there or parents that would be interested in finding more about the service, then please do get in contact with us. And the week before, when we have our show here, I'm going to bring in Dr. Jane Hazeldine, and we'll talk a bit more in detail about what we're offering.
No, that sounds great. I mean, I presume it must be very, very difficult for children to lose a loved one. What kind of happens on the day? Is it is there counselling, or are there special events, or?
Because we're focusing on groups, because there are other services on the island that do one-to-one counselling for children and bereaved children, we're focusing on groups because we feel it's really important for children and adults, the remaining carer, to come in and sort of realise actually they're not alone.
They're not
because
alone,
grief
yeah.
can be so isolating.
Yes.
And to get children together to talk about their loss and enabling them to talk with their remaining carer or parent about the loss as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Through, again, as we said with the schools projects, through the arts. So there'll be lots of arts activities and discussion as well.
And if anybody at home is listening to this and thinks, well, you know, that would be a great place for, you know, my child, or, you know, if the children listening at home, what's the best way of finding out more? Is it on the hospice website?
You can find out on the hospice website, or you can give us a call. If you just ring up the hospice and ask for psychological services,
right.
And then you'll get through to either me or Jane, and we'll be able to talk to you a bit more about it.
And just a reminder of the website, it's www.iwhospice.org.
That's right.
Yeah, good. Just to finish off today's show on a slightly lighter note, Chip has been over at the hospice, haven't you? Chip, do you think you are now probably the resident DJ?
I am the resident DJ at the hospice.
And enjoying Gary's lunches?
Yes, enjoying Gary's lunches. I had a really nice burger at the hospice.
Well, that's good news.
It's delish.
So, Marion, tell me, what on earth is Chip up to? Is he behaving himself?
He's behaving himself. He's kind of resident there now, as you say, resident. DJ. He's settled in very well, and patients and staff
good.
Love him.
Good.
And it's again part of our schools project, so we've invited Chip in. He's a 4P's graduate from Radio.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be really good for him to come in and get to know patients and do some interviews. And I thought that I might have to hang around and make sure he was okay. But actually, do you know what? He's doing his own thing. He's hanging.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
Well, that's
he's
good.
Doing really well.
We're not surprised, are we, James?
We're not surprised.
I'm a ray of sunshine.
You are a ray of sunshine.
And you're a good heart. And here's Elton John with a good heart. And Chip, we don't have time to listen to those interviews this time. We're going to do that again in a fortnight. Don't forget, people at home, if you want to tune in to more of these hospice shows, just come to www.vectisradio.com. The shows are going to be on the homepage. And very shortly, we're going to have a little banner at the top that says hospice. So you can just click on that and listen to all of the previous shows there. It's been wonderful having you listen to us today. It's been wonderful having you, Marion, in the studio, and thanks ever so much to Gary as well. Chip, well done.
Thank you.
Best of luck, and we'll see you again in a fortnight.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.